This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. This week, we're looking back on an episode we originally aired back in May of 2022 because there was so much good stuff going on at the time. I'll have an interview with Indianapolis MC, poet, and Small Studio alum Pernell from Pike. We'll hear about his recent collaborations, and we'll listen to a new track from his group Sea Launch. We have a top five from Demiricus drummer Dustin Bolches and a song from the band's first record in 12 years. We'll also listen to clips from our weekly Indiana music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis or at wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Pernell from Pike is a pretty prolific MC in Indianapolis, maybe best known for being the vocalist for Clint Breeze and the Groove, but he also releases solo material and has collaborated with producers on some prominent groups like Sea Lunch and K12.in. We talked about his music, his recent collaborations, and the story behind his name. How did Sea Lunch get started, and what have you been up to with that project?
Sea Lunch got started. Well, Harry started making beats maybe about like 2000, I want to say like 10, 11, me and a couple other like close friends. And, he was like going to for like references or just like showing off his stuff. And then, you know, anybody starting a new like craft, gets to a point where they realize like, oh, snap. Like the peers realize like, oh, snap, you're good at this, right? So when he hit that point, you know, people were like, oh, you make this? You know, like one of his taglines is literally, Harry, you made this? Because like that was the that was kind of like the defining moment of not that particular recording, but like that's just what the moment felt like. But like, you know, once he started doing that, he started putting together stuff. He's like, I want to record. I want to do stuff. I want to do stuff with people. So he would have me come over to his place every once in a while. And just like record something. It'd be like one track. He'd be like, I'm trying to do this project. Because he was into beat tapes real heavy. Mm. After a while, he was like, you know, you're the person I have the most recorded songs with. And he was like, why don't we just do a project together? Just like, why don't we just collaborate on a project? And I was like, cool, bet. Yeah, let's do it. And so it just kind of made sense. Yeah, and we named it Sea Lunch because we met at Pike High School and we both had Sea Lunch together.
So I was going to ask where the Pernell from Pike came from and if it was from Pike Township, but there you go.
Yes, it is. And actually, prior to, I would say, yeah, so like 5 years prior, I was actually known as Theon Lee because I was doing poetry in the scene, in the spoken word scene in Indianapolis and a little bit in the Midwest. And that was my stage name, was Theon Lee. So for 8 straight years, I was Theon Lee. And then I had my first kid and I was like, I don't want my kids to call me by my stage name, right? So I was just like, Pernell, and I was like, yeah, my name's actually Pernell. And then I had a conversation with a friend some years back who went to high school with me, and she was like, you were like a legend, dude. Like, we remember when you boycotted the school bus. We remember when, I was like, dag nab. Like, I was just being like a hard-headed kid, you know? So like, you know, I had all these stories about me slapping people with pickles, and I was like, man, that sounds like a legend. And I was just like, it's like, man, that's like Pernell from Pike, you know? And I was like, that sticks, you know, the alliteration. And I was like, cool, Pernell from Pike.
I like that. So with all of the outlets you have for your art, that's a lot of lyric writing. Do you approach writing for the different projects in different ways, or does it all come from the same place?
I've been writing since I could. Like, I've been writing since, like, it was this second grade poem that I wrote for my grandparents. And I remember that poem. I don't remember it, but I remember writing it because I remember being like, this is a finished project that I just did. And I gave it to my grandparents. I remember they were so proud of it. They framed it and everything. It was wild. And I remember I was like, you know, the accolades are cool, but I really liked the process I went into. Like, it was like learning how to yo-yo, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, that was tight. Let me do that again. And then after a while, it just became something that I just did on my own. You know, when I do a project, I don't necessarily think like I need to write like this, right? Mm-hmm. Really what I do is I write what I feel or, you know, whatever mode or mood or just like rhythm or cadence or whatever I feel like doing. I write it. I write to it. I write to that energy. And then I either find a song that makes sense to me or it makes sense to that, or I build a song around it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I always accidentally write to a theme, unless it's just like punchlines, wordplay, stuff like that, just like bars. But typically I write to a theme anyhow. If it goes on a project, it does. If it doesn't, then it'll just be something that just kind of got in my back pocket, you know?
Yeah. So you write poetry in addition to writing lyrics for songs. Do you take a different approach to poetry, or is it, again, all kind of one and the same?
Totally different approach to poetry. I used to look at spoken word like there's no rhythmic restraint to it.
Mm-hmm.
I can just take a punchline and just drag it out for dear life, right? And I could even make that one punchline the whole piece, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just keep adding different elements to take that meaning and multiply meanings in one piece and then bring it back to a head or, you know. And so, like, at first it was like the wordplay that I could do. And then as I got better at it and I got used to it, it really just became kind of sort of autopilot. Like, let me get into this zone. Let me get into my, like, feelings. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And subconsciously I'm going to go there. And then I'm going to write. And if the words escape me, like I'll repeat a stanza. And if it doesn't feel good, I won't put it. And I'll just keep finding what feels good at some point, because you have a groove now. You know how it feels. It's like, you know, riding a bike. You know that if you lean to this side just a little too much, or if you set your foot like this while you're, you know, or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like really intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
So as I picked up more intuition, I was just able to just basically just be like, you know, go gadget intuition.
That's great. Where can people keep up with you online?
You can find me on Instagram at Pernell from Pike. Pike from on Twitter. I don't really say much on Twitter. Oh, TikTok. I have a TikTok. Look at that. Keeping afloat with the generations. I'm on TikTok as Pernell from Pike. I did a couple things. Also on my Instagram, there's a link tree that links you to everything. That's from Clint Breeze in the Groove to old stuff as Theon Lee to C-Lunch to K12.in. There's a bunch of stuff on that link tree. That's pretty much where you can find me.
Let's listen to a song from Pernell from Pike's collaboration with Harry Otaku now. This is C-Lunch with Screensaver.
Screensaver on Weeaboo. I'll see it through. Need the stage info. Eat a bagel. Go ether later on. Feed the crew. Sneakers, latest phones, beepers, pagers. Those people late, they grow even few. Schemers, haters, go peekaboo. This ain't even new. Does that come to shock? Play Pikachu. They come to rocket. Play Pistro 2. Kept up the pocket. May leak to shoot. Get the stump and bout it in public. Crowded, take me in two. We rebel route and heat hella wild. And we level out when we see the food.
Thanks, Pernell, for that interview and music. Coming up after the break, Charlene Birdsong talks with death metal drummer Dustin Bolches about his top 5 songs.
Indianapolis metal band Demiricus released their first record in 12 years on Friday, May 13th. Chaotic Lethal has been described as a nasty-sounding, vicious death thrash album with an industrial vibe.
Holy cow. What a description.
Actually, there is a YouTube video of two folks reviewing the record. That's really cool to see them break it down song by song.
That sounds awesome.
So if you're on YouTube, check out that album, but also check out the review. Drummer Dustin Bolches, he talks to me about the band coming back together to make this record after a long hiatus. Let's listen to one of those new songs now, then hear Dustin Bolches' top 5 songs. From their latest record, Chaotic Lethal, this is Demiricus with The Follow.
Hey, this is Dustin Bolches, and I am a show promoter, heavy metal guru, and all things in between here in Indianapolis. I do a little bit of everything around here. So for my top 5, I wouldn't necessarily say this is top 5 songs of all times, because who can really pick that? But so I narrowed it down to just 5 songs that I really enjoy. First, starting with Judas Priest, who obviously is like probably my all-time favorite band and the kings of heavy metal. And the song I chose is Victim of Changes. It's an older song by them. It was off of their first record originally, and they've done some re-recordings of it through the years on live records and whatnot. And actually, the live version is my favorite, so that would be the one I would choose to play because it kind of has all the encompassing elements of what I love about Judas Priest. And in particular, the live version off of Unleashed in the East is just like, it's just so massive and amazing and awesome, and Rob Halford just sounds like a god on it. And being a heavy metal singer myself, he's like, he is God. So so that's why I chose that one. And my second song, I chose this is an early post-punk band called The Chameleons from the UK. Post-punk is something that I've gotten a lot more into and embraced later in my life, always kind of more leaning towards new wave and stuff, but, you know, delving deeper into the post-punk, The Chameleons is just one of those bands that, like, it just blows my mind that in 1983 they were creating the music that they were creating, and Second Skin is the song that I chose, and it's just one of those songs that's like, it's just a really great song about perseverance and transcendence and like kind of overcoming the odds. Third song is King Diamond, No Presents for Christmas, which is hilarious that this like evil satanic guy did a Christmas song, but he did, and it's awesome. It's a really incredible heavy metal song. Enjoy that one. It's really awesome. My fourth song is I'm really into like synth scoring for horror movie films, and obviously John Carpenter's kind of the king of all of that. And so I chose one of my favorite songs by him. It's actually the theme song from Christine, which is like not a movie that was really popular with him. It was a Stephen King short story that he turned into a film. But the theme itself is just it's just always been one of my favorites. And then finally, my fifth song is the band The Fix. They're just like, they're to me the kind of epitome of what was happening in the early 80s with like pop music and how it was becoming, you know, they were starting to utilize a lot more like synthesizers and experimentation. For a pop band, it's they're really outside of the box and a really different approach to pop music. And the song in particular is Opinions, because it's just my favorite song by them.
Always opinions turning you round. Always opinions turning you down.
Thank Thanks, Charlene, for that top five from Dustin Bolches. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a song from indie-based band Pilots. The duo play an actual pilot suit, so it's a very cool show, and I like their indie alt-rock sound. This is the band Pilots on Small Studio Signal Boost. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music this week?
Well, I want to play something that isn't necessarily new, but it's new to us. Back in the mid-80s in Bloomington, there was a band called Sign Language. Like a lot of bands, they played shows and did some recording, but never officially released anything. Until now, that is. Band member Phil Revis digitized their old recordings and posted them on his Bandcamp page under the album title 1983-1984. Here's a track from that. It's Sign Language with Under and Under.
Gravestones look like white caps as I walk between the waves. I just feel like Christ, I'm not a priest, I have no soul to save.
Indianapolis musician Aaron Shover sent us some new music at our local frequency page. Remember, you can send us your own music at wfyi.org/local-frequency. It's Aaron Shover with Hatching Ghosts.
The more you love, the less you see. Get your
You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Charlene Birdsong, here with Adam Gross and Melissa Davis, and we're listening to new music from Indiana-based artists. This is Man of the Flood with Shotgun.
Well, that's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artists on social media for updates and info. This is Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit wfyi.org/local-frequency. We've come to our last song of the night. This is Solid Squares with Digest on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.